Hola, hola. It's your girl, Erica from America. Welcome to the Confidence Chronicles podcast. This podcast is all about helping you stand in who you are. Stop giving a fuck what people think about you. Start standing as your fully expressed self. As you are, queen, as is, there is no filter needed. You are fucking awesome. And I am here to remind you, I'm a confidence coach, a business mentor, a speaker, an author, and I am obsessed with women standing up, showing up, and creating their confidence. And I cannot wait to dig into today's episode with you.
Really quickly wanted to do this episode because I want to remind you and awaken you to the reality that you cannot bypass the difficult conversations. Some of you listening to this podcast have some shit that you need to do, some actions that you need to take, some workplaces you need to leave, some relationships you need to end, some friendships that you need to walk away from. And it's going to require either a conversation or an email or some kind of interaction where you speak and share your truth, where you do the difficult thing that is ending something that's no longer good for you. And we can't bypass that. Wayne Dyer talks about if you fail algebra, his example, if you fail algebra in school, you have to take it again. Consider that this lesson that you're in right now, you're here because maybe you had an opportunity before to do it and you didn't. And so it's just come right on back in the form of a new face, of a new person, of a new energy, of a new workplace. And this is now the time that you have to do it. Well, you don't have to do it, but this is the opportunity you have to do it. And consider that if you don't do it, it will just come back again in a new form. Because there's a quote that I love and it's so true. It says, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. When the student is ready, the teacher appears. The teacher is this difficult thing. The teacher is this hard person. The teacher is this narcissistic friendship relationship that you're wrapped up in. That's the teacher. Do they know they're teaching you? Probably not. You don't even need to say that to them. But the truth is, it's a lesson that you right now clearly have manifested to overcome. How do I know? Because you're in it. You're in it right now. So consider that if this is happening for you right now, that this is your teacher. And if you don't cover this lesson, if you don't overcome this, you don't get to grow and step into the next version of yourself. You don't get to go to level 55. You don't get to unlock new character. Doesn't happen like that. Pretending not to see the things and not having the conversations that need to be had and not going within yourself and feeling how this feels and if this is actually good for you or not. Checking in with your body, closing your eyes, taking 5, 10, 30 seconds. How does this feel in my body? How does this feel? Where in my body? Is it my throat? Is it my stomach? Put your attention on it. If that area could speak, what would it say? How long has it felt like that? What do you know for sure? Nah, this is a hell no from me. This is a no from my body. This is a for sure I gotta get out. This is a 100% body. This is not good for me. That's the answer you need. The answer you're looking for is not in your head or out there with other people or wrapped up in some drama triangle with others. The answer you're looking for was within you. And you get quiet enough, you will hear your own internal voice. Your body, your voice, your intuition will be like, no more. I'm done. And when you do this, it's very difficult because you feel strong in the moment. And once you do it, you're wobbly. I speak to so many of my clients that break up with someone who they know they needed to not be with. From the beginning, they saw potential, red flags ignored. Oh, the potential. Listen, baby, everybody got potential, okay? Murderers, predators, potential. Everybody has potential, but what's the reality? Who are they being? How are they presenting as? How are they showing up? What is their action? That's what we listen to. Maya Angelou, when people show you who they are, believe them. I don't listen to what you say. I'm looking at who you're being. I'm watching how you act. I'm watching your behavior, the way you treat me, the way you speak to me, the energy that you bring into this relationship. That's what I'm watching. I don't give a shit about what you say you're gonna do. I'm watching what you're doing. Make sense? Okay, my love, if you're enjoying this podcast, I want to invite you to check out The Sisterhood. What is The Sisterhood? It is my year-long coaching program where I will coach you live so that you can actually take everything you're learning on this podcast and put it into practice in your life so that you can actually get results in your life. You can be supported. You can be coached. You can stand up, show up, speak up, and create everything you desire in your life. If you want to overcome imposter syndrome, if you want to start creating more confidence, if you want to learn how to manage your thoughts so that you feel better and take better action so that you can get what you desire in your life, you need to join me inside of The Sisterhood. It is 12 months of live coaching, and you're surrounded by a community of incredible women who are also doing the work. So head to the link in the show notes or click on thequeenofconfidence.com, click on Sisterhood, and I will see you in there. Okay, back to the episode. So when you decide to leave this workplace, when you decide to end that friendship, that relationship, when you decide to close the toxic circle that that is, or the drama triangle that you've been wrapped up into, you are wobbly. You're like baby giraffe legs, wobbly. You're not the strongest you could be. You're the most wobbly. And that's when you protect yourself, get into protection mode. Set yourself up to win because you did that thing, boom, now it's gonna get hard. Because here come the test. Here come the universe going, are you sure? Are you sure? Test, text message, phone call, email, abusive this. Oh, what about that? And then you're like, nah. You protect. I got a dome around me. I'm strengthening myself. What do they say? 21 days to build a habit. 21 days isolation from you and all that. Remember who I am. Remember my power. Why I decided to do this. My potential. Who I came here to be. How good I am as an employee. How good I am as a person in a relationship. Who I actually am. Remind yourself. Strengthen up. Rise above. And then when they come around, you are strong enough to go, no, thank you. I did what I did. I said what I said. We done. That's it. And you don't even have to get angry or violent or pissed off or triggered. You just like, calm. Nah, I'm good. Thanks. I'm all good. Nobody's rocking me. That's what's required. And no one wants to do that. It's so difficult to do. It is the one of the most difficult things you will find, having these conversations. But guess what? If you don't, you continue to create the same shit for yourself. And then whose fault is that? It's you, because you actively know, you are consciously aware that this isn't good for you, yet you keep choosing it. So no, it's not going to be easy. Of course, it's going to feel excruciating. One of the hardest things you're going to do. And if you do it, and when you do it, you will become a next level of yourself. You will become stronger. You will become more aware. You will become more discerning. You won't take any crap. You won't be attracting that again. You're done. Lesson complete. Next. On to the next stage. But you can't bypass that lesson and want the result of completing that lesson. You complete the lesson, you get the result in your body felt. It's who you become. You become another layer of yourself. And you shed that. But if you bypass that, it's fake. You don't get to create that. And you will attract even more of the same because you need to overcome that again. So protect yourself. Do the scary thing and then set yourself up with people that can support you around you. Block, turn off socials, whatever you got to do to sit in your 21-day bubble to get that habit of you believing in yourself back. And then and only then you can move on to the thing that you actually want. You can attract the things that you actually desire, because that block, that negativity, that validation seeking, that desire to be rescued, whatever that was, is gone. You've overcome it. So I know it's hard and I know it's difficult, but my love, you can't bypass this. So I hope this serves you if you are in this situation right now. It's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy, but guess what? If it's coming to you right now, the invitation is here. Because you are ready for it. Trust that. Trust that. Thank you so much for listening. I freaking love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for your ears and your energy and your attention. Thank you for letting me into your world. And thank you so much for listening and tuning in to this podcast. There are so many podcasts you can listen to, and I deeply, deeply, for real, appreciate you listening to mine.
do me one big favor, one big thing. Please share this episode or this podcast with a woman who you know needs to hear this. This is my mission on planet Earth, to serve as many women as possible so that we could show up, stand up, speak up, and create the confidence and the life that we desire. I appreciate you, my love. I will see you on the next episode.